This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa urges party members to choose party office bearers through consensus. CPN UML Vice Chair Bhim Rawal announces candidacy for party chair post in upcoming National General Convention. CPN Maoist Chair Prachanda stresses on collaboration and consensus between ruling and opposition parties to complete remaining task of peace process. And Netherlands and other parts of Europe see protest over new COVID restrictions. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has urged the party members to choose party office bearers through consensus in the party's upcoming 14th General Convention. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Dewanganj Rural Municipality Office in Sunsari today, the party president called for the nomination of party office bearers, including the district, central representatives and province chair, through consensus as far as possible. On a different note, Prime Minister Dewa vowed to promote health, irrigation, agriculture and development sectors in Dewanganj area. Also speaking at the program, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Karki, stated that the government was working to fulfill the aspirations of the people. CPN UML spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawale had said the forthcoming 10th National General Convention of the party would be characterized by unity in terms of policy, psychology and leadership. Addressing a program by the Valley Province Committee of Press Chautari, Nepal, today party spokesperson Gawali said that the Statute General Convention has made the party united at the policy level and it would not be amended at present. The main opposition party, CPN UML, is organizing its 10th General Convention from the 26th to 28th of November in Chitwan. Meantime, CPN UML Vice Chair Bhim Rawal has announced candidacy for the post of party chair in the upcoming National General Convention. Organizing a press conference today, leader Rawal said he announced the candidacy to face the existing challenges in the party as the 10-point agreement and intra-party direct were not implemented in the party honestly. It has been 15 years since the government side and then Maoist reached comprehensive peace agreement in Nepal. Then Prime Minister Girwija Prasad Koirala and CPN Maoist Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda had signed the peace agreement on the 21st of November in 2006. Based on the agreement, the underground Maoist came in the mainstream politics, which paved way for integration of Maoist fighters and formulation of new constitution through constituent assembly election. Meantime, releasing a statement today, CPN Maoist Chair Prachanda had said the task of investigating and unveiling the truth of incidents taken place during the armed conflicts and providing relief and justice to the victims are still remained to be completed. He stressed the need for collaboration and consensus between the ruling and opposition parties to complete the remaining task of peace process. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Sashish Rester, had said the communication sector should remain committed to providing truthful and impartial information to people. Inaugurating the second convention of Radio Nepal chapter of the Press Centre Nepal today, Minister Shrestha said Radio Nepal should play a constructive role for expanding broadcasting service, enhancing quality content and promoting decent journalism. On the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, informed that the existing broadcasting coverage of Radio Nepal to 89% of the country's population would be expanded to 100% population in the near future. Radio Nepal chapter of the Press Centre Nepal has formed a 7-member working committee under the chairmanship of Arjun Swester. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ro Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन्या, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal has given a special stress on expansion of relations with the European Union. During a meeting held with Deputy Managing Director for Asia and the Pacific of European External Affairs Service of the EU, Ms. Paola Pampalone, at the Foreign Affairs Ministry today, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka emphasized an expansion of mutual relations between Nepal and the EU. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said they discussed matters concerning Nepal-EU partnership, including development cooperation, trade and civil aviation, as well as regional and multilateral affairs. Ms. Pampalone is in Nepal leading a three-member delegation for the 13th meeting of Nepal-EU Joint Commission. A total of 238 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 9,123 samples. Likewise, 370 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, one corona patient died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,496 in Nepal. The government has proposed India's yoga guru Ramdev as tourism ambassador of Nepal. Addressing a yoga camp organized by the ministry in Pasupatinath area today, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali requested yoga guru Ramdev to become Nepal's goodwill tourism ambassador. In response, Yoga Guru Ramdev said Nepal was the unmatched tourism destination throughout the world and it was a matter of pride for him to become the tourism ambassador of Nepal. Yoga Guru Ramdev said he would formally accept the government of Nepal's request to become a tourism ambassador at an appropriate time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Five police officers were injured in the Netherlands and at least 40 people were arrested across three provinces as violent protests against COVID-19 restrictions continued for a second night. Officers in riot gear charged groups of demonstrators in The Hague late on Saturday night, with protesters attacking police with stones and fireworks. Meantime, thousands of demonstrators also took to the streets in Austria, Croatia and Italy as anger mounted over new curbs to battle COVID-19. Likewise, the World Health Organization had said it was very worried about rising coronavirus cases across Europe. The WHO said 500,000 more deaths could be recorded by next spring across Europe unless measures were tightened. Sudan's ousted Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok is to be reinstated after being replaced under house arrest during a military coup last month. A BBC report states that all political detainees will be released as part of a new agreement between the military, civilian leaders and ex-rebel groups. On the 25th of October, Sudan's military had declared a state of emergency and dissolved the civilian leadership. It is reported that Hamdok has agreed to the terms so that further bloodshed can be avoided in the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gadig Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deva urges party members to choose party office bureaus through consensus. CPN-UML Vice Chair Bhim Rawal announces candidacy for party chair post in upcoming National General Convention. CPN Maoist Chair Prachanda stresses on collaboration and consensus between ruling and opposition parties to complete remaining task of peace process. And Netherlands and other parts of Europe see protest over new COVID restrictions. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.